What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, hello out there, my friends. Welcome in. It's another week of Bolt Brady and his bro. It's where we chat some sports gambling, specifically some football. Let's welcome in our guy, Bolt.
All right, let's start it off with some props to a guy that left us a review, Joe Theismann, and he spelled thigh like your leg thigh, Joe Theismann.
Is that a little precursor to Thanksgiving?
Oh, I don't know. Good call. This guy might be thinking ahead here. His timing is perfect because one of the things that he likes about the show, beep, 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 whip out the Brinks truck after this last weekend.
Back her up.
Joe Theismann, we got her out for you. 6-1. And how about this little math for you? What are the chances you go 6-1? It's 5%. That's it.
Hmm. Where are you getting that info?
Well, I'm pretty good at math.
Oh, you're just saying. I think it's about 5% chance. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Not easy.
Nope. And the only one that let us down was last night's Rams game. We'll get to that in a minute. But, yep, and the college, we're on a little run here. Might be one of the best in the nation if you want to spread the word. 14-5, 74% here. 3-0 again last week.
Yeah, every time I turn on one of those ones that you kind of throw out there, I'm like, yep, this one's trending in the right direction again.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, someone asked why we don't do a college pod because, you know, historically the college games do really well, and it just boils down to, I don't know, a timing thing. I mean, maybe someday. You're not into college as much either.
I mean, I enjoy it. I definitely watch the certain games. You know, I watch the CU Texas Tech game. I watch that Georgia game in the rain with LSU.
Yeah. Just depend,
you know, if you're home, Saturday's busy.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Saturday, we've got the kids' sports. Speaking of the kids, two things worth noticing that are pretty cool. So the oldest, the 11-year-old, he's into the games. And so we started tracking him now. His picks, and so last week he went 5-0. Actually,
it's a wonderful habit to encourage.
And actually, so 5-0. If you're wondering, that's a 3% chance of doing that. And then the youngest, the cool story is we had Veterans Day yesterday. You know, and you know, Halloween was shortly before that, and I was telling you how they got a shitload of candy, and our local dentist does this thing where if you bring in candy, they'll send it to the soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so our youngest, the 8-year-old, I mean, the Reese's cups around our household are like gold. And so he actually got a large one on trick-or-treating. And he's like, Dad, I gave the large Reese's to the soldiers. And I go, really? I go, you did, huh? He's like, yeah. He goes, you know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the country it is right now. And I go, that's right, big guy.
Nice play.
I hear you. Go ahead and pass those Reese's along.
Yeah.
So, yep. So we went to the dentist and we had like almost 3 pounds of candy
left. Yeah. Yeah. That bowl after like 3 days or so, you're like, I'm good. Like this kind of grossing me out.
Right. And then if you're a soldier, like, you know, around the world somewhere, you're probably pretty juiced to get that candy. You know, I doubt you're getting Reese's cups, like, you know.
yeah, you'll take it.
Yeah. So anyway, that was pretty cool. So yeah, all in all, the weekend was fun. I mean, it was real fun going to 6-1, watching the college games and stuff. What did you think about the weekend?
It was good. Yeah, if I'm at Chili's or something after a game, they throw in some college, I can catch some of those. But the LSU one was good. Or no, LSU lost, sorry. The Georgia one.
Oh,
Ole Miss.
The big people weren't thinking the Ole Misser was coming in, and the Georgia coach wasn't happy. Did you see what happened with the player after the game?
The backup safety was celebrating. He said it was a high school friend or something he hadn't seen in a while. He's like, just stupid.
Well, so, I mean, that was stupid. So what happened for the people that didn't know is it showed one of the Georgia players like just celebrating and laughing and shit after the game, after they just lost. And people, like the coach, weren't too thrilled. Dude, listen, I mean, friends are everything. But after the game, I mean, that's like when Fairview lost to Boulder High. I wasn't high-fiving my buds at Boulder High after that bad boy.
They showed Carson Beck, the Georgia QB, and he was kind of smiling sitting on the bench when it was when the game was over and you could tell they lost. I'm like, what's he smiling about?
Well, that guy's not Kuttner. by the way. I mean, he had a small amount of picks. Like, they showed his stats. He
terrible.
Had, like, 8 picks in, like, 6 games or something, like, last 6 games.
He was, like, top 3 for NIL money, you know, before the year started. Simply because of where he was. And then Mel Kiper had him as the number 1 QB coming into the season. He's, like, he's dropped down to 6 before that game. So, I mean, he's just losing chips week by week here.
Mel, come on, guy. Well, speaking of the NFL, speaking of quarterbacks and dropping, how about in the NFL? How about this game between the Detroit Lions and the Texans? Was that good looking with Goff's 5 picks?
Crazy.
So, how about this? You're talking about the numbers there with Beck. So, Goff, before that game, was 7-1. To win the MVP, and after that game, dropped to 40-1. Thanks for playing. That's not happening anymore. I can't remember last time someone had 5 picks. And then
he only had 4 picks going into the game.
Right, and won the ball game. So I even said that to the boys. I go, wow, I don't think I've ever seen this before. And sure enough, they threw the stats. 1970. Since someone's had 5 picks and they won the ball game, I go, that's why I've never seen it before. 1970.
Yeah. Talk about like a cool locker room and a cool coach. You can just tell like they're all having a good time and all, they enjoy each other.
Which is the opposite of the Chicago Bears.
Mm.
Wow. Did we say, remember DJ Moore? And everyone's like, yeah. And then I saw Caleb got rocked. And you know, when the quarterback gets rocked, there's always a lineman there to pick him up. Not with Big Caleb, there's not. So there's a small amount of turmoil going on. And how about they lost to the New England Patriots 19-3? That is embarrassing.
Good looking.
Wow.
Did you see they canned their O coordinator this morning?
The Bears did?
Yeah, he said there were some changes were coming, so they waited and they did it today.
Okay.
But that guy was a cast off from the Seahawks where it didn't work.
Yeah.
So I told you they blew it with Cliff Kingsbury because he knew Caleb at USC.
Right.
They let him walk, and then now it's like they just need some help on offense, and it's going to be too late. So you're going to get a whole new staff after this season.
Dude, I come on. I mean, I know these jobs are tough. Don't get me wrong. But, dude, we can't find some guys that can do a little bit better than that. I mean, Jim Christmas.
Yeah, you know, and Caleb... When they just show his completion percentage, it's kind of what, you know, that versus like a Jaden Daniels is the problem. It's like, and a lot of the times they make them those little dump offs for those guys. So that means you're really not hitting these guys when it's over 10 yards.
Yeah. And, you know, Caleb does have the defense to help him out, and he does have some playmakers. His O-line's not that great. But, yeah, I mean, Jaden, you know, what Jaden doesn't have is he doesn't have the defense. His defense is horrible.
Right.
But he does have a better offensive coordinator, you know? So it's like we've said before, you got to have it all. You got to have the players. You got to have the coaches. And if you don't, yeah, it doesn't look good. If you do, you're Phil Jackson, the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes, you know, you're getting paid to play. Like, you know, go out there and make some plays.
That's
like,
true.
It's not all perfect, dude. Just do something, Caleb.
Right.
Show us why you went number one.
That's right. Well... Guy was a little too cocky, remember? I wonder if he's nervous before the ball games yet.
Right.
Wow. You might not want to say those things before you're about to start your journey in the NFL, big guy.
Yeah, and then you start toying with like sitting the guys for a couple weeks and seeing what the other guy does. It's like that's tough too, because like an Anthony Richardson.
How good looking is Joe Flacco's ball game?
Pick 6 to start her off.
Dude, when I saw that one, it was against your boy Big Josh, too. And I go, well, here we go. Good night. And then Josh didn't even play that great, and they still covered the ball game. We're going to switch things up here a little bit, and we're going to throw in a best bet right now. And people might not be aware of this one or think it's coming, but the Colts are so bad. So bad, and they play big Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, which is another story. We'll get to that one in a minute. But guess what? Just like a few weeks ago, because you know what? I think we've done, well, at least I've been doing pretty well with going with and against the Jets. We took the Jets when they played the Texans. We're taking the Jets again here. They're bueno. They've got some issues, but come on. Come on, -3 against the Colts. Good night. Best bet, Jets, -3.
Yeah, they're still sticking with Joe, I believe, you know, this week.
Oh, no. Yeah, they are. I heard it. And because the reason why is, okay, obviously AR is not cutting it. But the locker room, they're like, listen, we know Joe's, you know, not the savior here, but they still think they have a shot, right? I mean, the Texans keep losing, and they know they don't have a shot if you put AR in.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, give us the 39-year-old. I mean, this guy was out of the league for a year and a half, but we'll take him. And guess what? Aaron Rodgers. So the season's pretty much peace out. But listen, this guy's got a small ego, which is fine. And so does Devontae. And they're not just going to keep getting their ass kicked week after week. Listen, their schedule has been probably the hardest in the NFL. I don't give a shit what anyone says. Like, when you factor in the travel in Europe, on the road, short schedules, it's been brutal, right? So the last week against Arizona, you know, well, which is kind of funny because supposedly the smart money, and ladies and gentlemen, let's stop listening to the smart money because they're getting waxed this year. That line moved. Remember, the Cardinals came out -1, and the money just starts moving that thing to the Jets -2.5.
Yeah, people are like, I don't know if I can trust the Cardinals 3 weeks in a row here.
Right, and Kyler goes, get serious. Now, I said I'm not touching that bad boy. Let's see how this thing turns out. Well, we saw how it turned out.
Boat racer.
And the Kyler's the real dealer here, ladies and gentlemen. But this is a different ball game. They're back at home. Aaron's embarrassed. I'm sorry. He is. Devontae goes, this isn't much better than the Raiders.
Dude, not even close.
I mean, so what are we doing here, guys? And they go, well, we're playing Joe Flack and the shit Colts. Let's take it out on them.
Yeah, so, I think...
get ready.
Jonathan Taylor still had a good game, I believe.
Well, that's the thing. And they still can't even cover the spread. And, I mean, Josh didn't even throw for a touchdown, and he had two picks, and they still can't even cover the spread. I mean, they are not good. Their defense is shit. Flacco's 39. I mean, I don't know why, like, they still have, like, people think that these guys could maybe, you know, win some ball games. I mean, Josh Allen didn't even throw for a touchdown.
I thought he did have one, but, nope. But they're good. I've been saying the Bills are good. They're 8-2. It's like no respect for my guys here.
Well, let's talk about your respect here.
With this week's matchup?
That's right. What do you think about it? They play the KC Chiefs and Patty.
I'm taking my guy, Josh Allen company at home, -2.5.
Okay, really?
I know the danger here is, you know, KC's been eking by. They pull off the block field goal against the Broncos there. It's like they're due to lose one of these games, which they certainly are. But then you flip this around, they get super amped up for a game like this.
Who does?
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the one that it was the playoff game, which they won up in Buffalo to go down to take on Lamar and them.
Last year.
To go to the Super Bowl. So, but if I'm Josh and them, I'm like, dude, let's take it to these guys.
Well, so are you... would you take Josh, you're saying, or you're going to take Josh?
No, I've got him. I'll take him under a field goal.
So you're going to throw some chippers on him?
Yeah.
So I've been going back and forth on this game. Everything you say about the Bills makes sense. I mean, they've got to be pissed off about last year losing that ball game at home. It was, you know, you finally get a home playoff game and Patty still beats you. But yes, I mean... like, even number-wise, statistically, like, the Chiefs aren't showing up in these ball games, but they keep winning. I mean, the blocked field goal to stay undefeated, wow, what is going on with this squad?
Yeah, just destiny.
So, with that said, you know, I hate to say it, some people might be bummed out there, but I'm doing the same thing as the Jets and the Cards last week. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sit on the sideline for this bad boy.
Too close to call.
Yeah, well, I just could see it going either way, you know? Like, I could see the Bills, you know, beating them by 10, or I could see Patty, you know, winning the ballgame. Because, you know, the Bills, there's only so much Josh Allen can do. I mean, it's not like he's got playmakers to help him. I mean, he's probably second in the NFL right now for the MVP talk, you know, behind Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, he balls. And, dude, listen, he's one of those guys that, you know, like I've been saying all year, he's going to come to play. I don't have to worry about Josh. It's just the rest of the squad. Are you guys going to come to play?
Yeah. I mean, props to Josh and also to the coaching staff and the GM for not hitting the panic button just because Stephon Diggs leaves town. Everyone's like, oh, what's he going to do on offense?
Right.
It's like he's going to be 8-2 the first 10 games. You okay with that?
Yeah, no kidding, huh? How about what do we think here about there's another Big Daddy game coming up with your other squad, the Chargers, playing Cincinnati. Our boy Joe Johnny B. Good Burrow got to the house for us last week.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was if you were facing Jamar Chase in fantasy, it was trouble because he put up like 67 points.
Yeah, he did. Is that guy any good?
What do you have, 265 and 3 touchdowns or something?
It was the most points on a night game since Jerry Rice like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think they said the Bengals have scored 38 and 34 points this year against the Ravens, and they've lost both.
Yeah, exactly. No, I like watching Chase. I mean, like I said, ever since that national championship game when I'm like, dude, does someone want to double cover this guy? Like, you can't let that guy go one-on-one. Good night.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. I mean, and Lamar and them didn't do a whole lot till the second half of that game, and then both of them kind of took off. Just they were both putting up some points,
right?
Which was great because the history of those Thursday night games have been pretty dog water. And I think Bezos probably like, dude, I'm giving you guys a small amount of coin here.
Give me
Thursday
a game.
Night.
Yeah.
Like, I need some better matchups than like the Titans Jags.
No kidding.
So I think they reshuffled those things to appease him a little bit. And some of the people were like, well, then you take away some of the Sunday matchups that are fun to watch. But, I mean, if it's Thursday night and still in game on, a lot of us can see that at some point.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? I mean, if the Thursday night football is the good game, I can't wait all day for that bad boy.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a best better like that. That's unreal. Yeah, so anyway, now Joe Johnny B. Good heads into the big L.A. Charge.
Yep. And they, you know, those teams when they get that, you know, the Thursday to the following, it's the 10 days rest, you know, so it's a little bit more rest than the Chargers have, which is huge in terms of your body.
Right.
The Bengals' problems, their defense is, you know, they don't stop people that much. And then the strength of the Chargers has been the coaching, their defense, their scoring defense also. And then just steady with Harbaugh in the running game and Herbert's good.
Yep.
This one's agreed. Tricky. I'd go with the Chargers at home here.
Well, guess what, little brother? I'm making it a best bet with you. I'm in on it with you. Charge -1 best bet. Is this going to be any good?
Mm-hmm.
Not enough respect here for the Charge, really. I mean, listen, Joe Johnny B. Good and Chase are unreal, but guess what? The squad is not. You just mentioned it. Their team can't play defense at all. And Harbaugh's just going to slow this bad boy game down, or who knows? He might air it out. We don't know what he's going to come up with, but we do know this. The Chargers are our best bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and then the Zach Taylor, the coach of the Bengals, he gets kind of a bad rap for being in certain situations and making bad decisions. So I'd lean with the coaching with Harbaugh here, too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's that guy slightly balling right now.
Yeah, people are like, you know, he has to, he doesn't need like a year to really get like the whistle wet here. Like, he always comes out of the gates just fine with whatever team he has.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. He's also not an idiot, though, too. He takes over squads he knows he can, you know, do work with, you know, which is smart.
Right? Uh-huh. And he brings in good other coaches for positions and coordinators.
Right.
So it's a good program he always brings along with him.
Right. Time out here for a section because a longtime listener, Ross, actually emailed me. And so I thought this would actually be beneficial probably for some other listeners as well. So one of his buddies like came across this guy that's selling picks and he's like, hey, does this look legitimate? You know, what do you think about this? And so my first question was, I'm like, well, how much is the dude charging for the picks? It's like $30 a month, and he gives you like a few different picks a day. And I'm like, oh, well, okay. I mean, the price isn't an issue. And then supposedly this guy's hitting like 60%, right? And he keeps track of his picks. Right? Well, if he keeps track of his picks and it's legitimately like you can see his picks, okay, now we're talking 60%. This is supposedly after 300 games. I'm a little leery about that. We've talked about this before, like, once you hit 500 games and you've got, you know, you're tracking everything, 52.4% is profitable, okay, because you have to pay 110 to win 100 on a game. So when you get to 52.4%, you're profitable. After 500 games, okay, that's when we want to be like, okay, like if someone goes, hey, here's my record after 500 games and it's over 52.4, I'm like, okay, this guy's got some potential here, or gal. If once it gets to 1,000 games, okay, so he was like, oh, actually, of this record, only 46 of them are the NFL. I go, might want to watch it a little bit longer. But at the same time, $30 is not that much. So you might just want to see what he offers, right?
Yeah.
So I thought that'd be a little helpful, because I'm sure there's other people out there that are listening to not only our podcast, but other football podcasts, and they've probably been noticing that people are getting crushed this year. And so we're thankful for where we're at, because a lot of the big names in the industry, and of course not going to kick them when they're down, they're like hitting below 44%, right? And so
tough.
He's wondering also too, hey, what's going on with these guys? And I'm here to say they're probably just going through a rough patch, you know, like a real rough patch. And so what do you do? I go, well, I'd just take the skid brakes off. You know, I put the skid brakes on and just maybe not follow their picks or put money on their picks, you know, while they're going through this patch. It might just be a season thing. But again, you know, anyone that's hitting over 55% over an extended period of time, like 500 games and really 1,000, that's when they're the real deal. Do you have any questions that others might have?
I was going to say, well, if it's 30 bones, but there's like a certain time commitment he has to sign up for.
Yes, that's a good question.
Usually it's not, though. I mean, you could probably stop at any time, but what if he's like, yeah, it's 30 a month.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a money thing, right? Because like, I charge $1,000 a month for my picks, but people would be like, wow, that's way too much money. Not when you're betting like $250 or $500 or more a game. The $1,000 a month doesn't matter. If there's our people out there and you're interested in that, go ahead and shoot me the email, bolt@boltbrady.com. So it just matters how much you're betting per game. But at $30, you know, a month, even if they ask you to do it for a few months, I think that's probably reasonable.
Yeah.
It's just how much you put on games. Like, you know, some people are surprised to know that people like put $1,000 a game on minimum on games, you know? So, you know, like my $1,000 a month, then is nothing to those guys if they're getting the W's.
Yeah.
So anyway, a lot of people have been getting drilled. You just, you know, might just want to pump the brakes, follow them for a little bit. And that's about it on that note.
Okay. What do you think about Thursday night? It's Washington, Philly.
Well, thanks for mentioning that one. I'll come back to that. That's going to be a best bet, actually. The Eagles -3. Okay. This is getting a little out of control here with the Commanders. We went against them last week, got the W because of my boy Russ.
Yep.
And our friend the Grant Man won't let me talk very much about Russ. As soon as I text him and I go, is this guy any good? He goes, please don't take the whole podcast talking about Russ. And I go, fine, I won't. But we took Russ against the Commanders. We got that one. Guess what? We're taking the Eagles here too. This is once again like the Chargers. This is no respect.
Uh-huh.
It's the 3. Get serious. This should be like the -6.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's what I think about it. Get ready for the Eagles to stomp the Commanders on Thursday night.
Yeah, they're at home. And then the Steelers-Commanders game was a little bit tighter than it should have been. That they had the ball and they were punching it in. The guy fumbled at the goal line.
Well, thank you very much. You just came across our 409 clean it up for the week, Mr. Warren, the running back. Yeah, they're about to take the lead, take control of the game, and he fumbles. That was incredible.
Yeah, so they turn into a grinder there. Luckily, they pulled it out.
Yeah, that was awesome. Now, without me talking about Russ, what is your take on Russ and this incredible great run he's having with the Steelers?
I think he's found a good situation with Tomlin. You know, he's comfortable. He actually, you know, he's always positive. I got to give him that, you know, and he's got belief in himself. And then Russ can chuck it deep. You know, I like that he takes the risk and then he gives those guys a chance to make some pretty tough catches, but they're making them. Pickens and Williams had that sweet game winner.
Right. And how about Mike Williams? The guy just didn't even touch the ball for the Jets. And then he gets a legit TD when he comes over to the Steelers.
Did you see he tweeted something to Big Aaron?
Oh, he did.
It was something like, you know, like fist bump, whatever, red line. And he said red line in there because... you know, because Aaron said he didn't stay on the red line.
Oh, sure he did. Yeah. He's like, listen, this is what happens when I get the ball thrown to me, I guess.
Right. So then Aaron was on McAfee, I think, yesterday. And they brought it up. And he's like, hey, you know, awesome. Mike, love Mike, good player. He goes, all I was saying was, and we all need it, and I need it too. He's like, you got to be accountable when you make a mistake. He's like, he wasn't where he was supposed to be on that play. I called him out, so I called him out.
You know, it's tough because they say, hey, quarterbacks, you know, you're not supposed to do this. But, dude, the quarterbacks take so much of the blame a lot of the time. And like I've said before is, you know, I'm going to err that 85% of the time the quarterback is correct. Like last night when Tua, early on in the game, he threw one and it was like way behind the receiver and the receiver was still running. And I said to the boys there, I go, that was not Tua's fault. And sure enough, they panned it to Tua, and you can see him going, dude, what are you doing? Like, put the brakes on. Like, that coverage, you don't run into the coverage. You stop before it, you idiot. You know?
Right.
It's just incredible. So I got Aaron's back on that. Why is he always on that show? Is he buddies with that guy?
He helped blow him up.
For sure he did.
Well, I think when they started on YouTube, they still... I mean, they were getting some money as he started to get bigger, and then they gave him $1 million a year.
They gave Aaron?
They did. I'm sure it's probably more now since he's on ESPN.
Yeah.
But they have a couple guys, like Saban comes in once a week, Belichick, Adam Schefter, you know, just... I mean, so those guys get chips, obviously, to come on every week.
Okay, I know, but Aaron's like you'd think they're best buds.
I'm sure they knew each other from the league, and then he probably liked Pat, and then, you know, he'll take the mill to talk to him for 10 minutes on Mondays.
Yeah, he will. So what game are you liking out here as the best better? I've given a few of mine. We'll come back to them. I'll review them. I've got one more. Actually, I've got one more here for us.
I liked, you know, my two squads I was with you, Buffalo and Chargers. And then the other big matchup, Baltimore's going to Pitt.
Yeah, they are.
And it's time for me to hop off Russ. I'm going back to Lamar here. They're -3.
What? I thought you were going to be with me here. This is incredible. It's a best bet for me, but I'm sticking with Russ.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you can't go against Russ and the Steelers at home. And I see 3.5.
But
here.
See, I'm going back to my 10-day rest, too, here with that Baltimore Cincy game.
Okay. Well, and
Lamar has just been doing his thing.
Dude.
I know they get up for these divisional games.
Yeah, they do.
Russ is 3-0 as a starter. These games are usually pretty close.
Oh, yes, they are.
So if it's 3, I mean, hopefully it's at 3. That'd be a worst case, would be a push, but... I'm going to ride with the Ravens on this one.
Wow. Okay. Well, I see 3.5 here. There are some threes. We'll give you 3, and I'm taking the 3.5 here. And it's a best bet here. Russ, let's keep her going, bud. And how about my boy TJ Watt in these situations? Now, the bummer is his sidekick, Alex Highsmith, is going to miss this game because of an ankle. So that's not ideal. But... wow, this is going to be incredible. We're just going to slow this down. What's the over-under on this bad boy, actually?
I don't have that one here.
Wow, let me get that one, because they're going to slow this thing down to the grinder here. Let's see. Okay, I mean, it is here.
Tucker's been a little bit off for him.
Oh, my God, has he ever?
I don't know what's going on with his kicking game, so I'm hoping this doesn't come down to him having to hit like a 55-yarder.
Oh, yes. It's been embarrassing for him. It's 47.5. I would also heavily lean to the under on that bad boy. But, yes, Tucker, like all these other guys, are just drilling the 50-yarders.
The guy, like nothing.
Yeah, the guy from Miami last night hit one, gave me the 5 points to win my fantasy game last night. That was large. We won it by like less than a point because of that kick. That was awesome. But yeah, these kickers, you know, in the past, everyone's knocked them. So have I. What's gone on with these guys? Like, they're, you know, we have been giving them props, saying they're way better than the kids in college, and that's not even close. But dude, like this last year and a half, I mean, I told the boys last night, actually, I'm like, they're going to have to switch the rules because they didn't plan on people getting like on the other side of the 50 cranking field goals. Like that's not how the game was meant to be played, I bet. You know
no.
what I mean?
I mean, someone mentioned you can always bring the post in and make it a little narrower.
Well, yeah, that's what they're going to have to do.
I don't usually like when like a sport you're used to starts to change something like that's like putting the basketball hoop up to 12 feet at this point.
No, I totally agree. So here's what you do though. You know how we did this rule here where they're out there starting at the 30? We need to make it so they have to get more yardage before they get into field goal position because this is lame. They start at the 30 and they get 25 yards and they're like, oh, let's kick the field goal now.
No, the kickoff rule is definitely gonna get tweaked again. That thing's, and these guys are kicking it so far, like, I mean, most every kick's going through the back of the end zone.
Yeah,
so you can back the kicker up, or you know, you just have to give them a different starting point for yeah. if they do take the knee.
Because it's just the 30s, like that's just too close. Like, you know what I mean? They get like two first downs. You're like, wow. I mean, some of these guys are like, let's fire the field goal right now.
Yeah. No, I mean, and these guys, it's not like they're like losing their balance. They're all kind of just drilling these things.
I know. It's nutty. But how about the disparity between the kickers in college and high school? Can you find a bigger one? No. You can't.
Yeah.
Except maybe like the three ball from the NBA to college. You know, like, because the guys in college can't shoot it.
They're getting better.
They've definitely gotten better. So I don't know if you have any other takes here or if you want me to review my best bets and get into the college here and see if we can keep this 74% win percentage rocking and rolling.
Yeah, no, I'm good with those games. You can review them.
Okay, here we go. We got four best bets in the NFL. The Jets is numero uno. Number two, your Chargers. Number three, gosh, is that going to be a boat race? The Eagles versus the Commanders. And then number four, we disagree. I'm getting the 3.5 with the Steelers, and you've got Lamar at 3. That's the NFL, and let's get into college here. First, I want to give you some incredible college stats, okay? So we've mentioned the word embarrassing a couple times. Nothing gets more embarrassing than the program called Florida State. I mean, this has just been a joke the whole year.
Yeah.
So how about they play Notre Dame, okay? And Florida State is getting 24 points, okay?
A preseason top 10 team.
Wow. Okay, 24 points and the final 52-3. That is good looking, ladies and gentlemen. So that's the first thing I want to mention. Florida State, thanks for being the most embarrassing squad probably of the last 100 years. Then here's a stat for you. Three teams that are currently ranked in the top 5, Penn State, Texas, and Indiana. You ready for this one? None of them have one win against a ranked opponent. Not one win. Okay. Are these squads maybe a little fraudulent? Get ready. We're probably going to be firing on them sometimes. Now, Alabama, conversely, has four. Four of their wins are against ranked teams. If you combine the top five teams, they've combined have only beat five teams that are ranked. And Alabama's got four by themselves.
Wow.
So, hey, if you want to throw a little chippers on Alabama to win the national championship, that might not be a bad idea. Here we go for the best bets. This is incredible. Your boy, Deion and CU, they play Utah this week. CU's having a great year. Actually, I took Utah against BYU this weekend. I think they call it the, not the religious bowl, but it's something like that. Anyway, Utah, they don't have Cam Rising, their quarterback. He's actually going to get like maybe a seventh year.
28-year-old.
It's going to be incredible. But they're plus 10 against CU. That's way too many points, okay? Way too many points. Deion is 14-6-1 against the spread as a coach for Colorado. That's really, really good. He's 0-3 as a favorite of 8 points or more. And Utah's got a great coaching staff. We'll take Utah plus 10 there. Then BYU, mentioned them a little bit earlier. They're ranked number 9 in the nation. They're undefeated. And holy cow, They have not played anyone. They're playing Kansas this week. Kansas plus +3. Kansas actually beat Iowa State last week. Kansas is better than BYU. We'll be taking that one. And then Georgia. We went against you guys last week, and that was the right call. We're going to go with you guys this week. Minus 10 against Tennessee. A lot of people are going to be taking Tennessee. I'm telling you right now, Georgia is going to be pleased, and they're going to take it out on the Volunteers.
Yeah, I think their coach already is pissed.
Yeah, so Utah, Kansas, Georgia, let's continue to rock.
Okay, I'm with it.
All right, and before we go, I'll just say one more time, hey, Joe Theismann, thanks for the review, and the others out there, we've got some legit Bolt Brady hats if you leave us a review. I think Spotify even shares their reviews now, so wherever you are, please leave us a review, let us know, and we'll shoot you a Bolt Brady hat.
Yeah, if you do leave one and we don't notice it, just email me at score@boltbrady.com and let me know you left one. We can hook you up with the hat, but otherwise, keep listening. Keep an eye on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Bolt Brady Picks. That'll do it for Week 11 NFL and some college best bets. We'll catch you guys next Tuesday.
See ya.